Hello friends, welcome back. This is chapter 4. In this we'll study opportunities in rural entrepreneurship. Natural resources availability and agricultural opportunities. One of the basic aspect, okay, to understand what are the advantages of rural entrepreneurship. Natural resources and availability of natural resources availability and agricultural opportunity. As we all know, rural areas are rich in natural resources such as fertile soil, access to water, and also favorable climatic conditions. These resources create opportunities for agri-based industry, for agro-processing for businesses. These resources create opportunities for agri-based businesses and agro-processing industries. Also, sustainable resource management enterprise. Agriculture remains a cornerstone of rural economy, driving productivity and economic growth in the region. Abundance of agricultural land and resources. Look, vast expanses of fertile soil and a diverse farming activities like food production like grains, vegetables, fruits, livestock rearing like dairy, poultry, meat, also forest related businesses like timber, non-timber product. Opportunity in agro-processing unit includes turning raw material into packaged foods like producing a fruit into jams, again producing fruits and vegetables into juices, also producing milk into dairy items, adding value resource to local agricultural resources. Resource management businesses like water conservation, waste recycle, which I have told you in past, and also forestry management. Potential for agricultural innovation, precision farming, use of data tools, sensors, satellite system, drones, optimized use of water, fertilizer usage, monitoring crops and enhance yields. Organic farming. Eco-friendly practices reducing harmful chemicals. Growing demands for organic produce in local and global market is also very important. Sustainability focus. Climate resilient farming techniques. Efficient resource management for competitive global market remains in the center of sustainable focus. Now this is the chart which will give you an outlook of what is organic farming. When you say organic farming, people may think, okay, how it is being made. So I'll just give you, we'll just try to make this flowchart just to understand. Organic farming majorly focuses on organic fertilizers like vermicompost or compost. It also uses green leaf manure. It promotes or augments animal husbandry with ecological management, and it also focusing on crop rotation. Benefits of agro-processing businesses. Converts raw agricultural product into market ready items like milk, as I told you, like milk into dairy product like cheese and butter, fruits into jams, juice or dried snacks, adds value and create local chain benefiting farmers and processors. It also reduces waste and enhances profitability by utilizing byproduct. It creates employment opportunity in rural communities because anyway these goods are being produced, right? This may be produced in foreign lands or in urban areas. So if you produce this in the rural market, what happens? You expand the employment opportunity within the rural community as well. Strong sense of community and cooperation. Rural communities are characterized by strong collective bonds and cooperation. If one person is having some problems or issues, the entire community will come and stand behind him. The cooperative business model also strives. Member pool resources like capital, labor, expertise, they also share risk and rewards. Benefits of cooperative in rural areas: economy of scale, enhanced bargaining power, and access to larger market has always been at the center of the excellence. Example of community-based enterprise: cooperative marketing. Farmers can sell under a single brand, gaining better price and wider markets. It also enables them to keep the brand alive even when you are unable to produce that market. Someone else is pulling in. So the customers are getting the product at the continuous, throughout the cycle. Renewable energy projects: community managed solar or wind energy initiatives, handicrafts and small scale manufacturing. Artisans usually collaborate to produce and market traditional crafts. Promote shared ownership, equity and mutual benefit. Support for local development. Community-centered businesses reinvest profits locally, improving rural quality of life. Infrastructure development, like focus on roads, storage facility, internet, lack of education, vocational training, health and sanitation, and so on and so forth. It also encourages sustainable development. Agriculture and community-centered opportunities. Rural areas provide unmatched potential for agriculture business and innovations. It is community-operated, community-centered, and community-driven. Often, this economic model harnesses collective strength for sustainable development. Agro-processing, precision farming, and cooperatives drive profitability and inclusivity, which is one of the most important factors. Entrepreneurs who leverage natural resources and community cooperation can achieve economic growth while uplifting the entire community out of the poverty line. Sustainable and eco-friendly practices. Sustainability is becoming a global priority nowadays. It is driving demand for eco-friendly product and services. Rural entrepreneurs are uniquely positioned, which I say this in all my sessions. The rural entrepreneurs are so uniquely positioned to meet this demand due to their proximity to natural resources and also their acumen to understand how to convert this without damaging the ecological system, which is a win-win situation. Sustainable rural development. Now, this tree chart will actually explain you the structure of sustainable rural development. This is also called sustainable tree of rural development. Now, what it is? Sustainable actions, products, services, sustainable consumption of household, sustainable living and well-being, local convention and agreement, expanding knowledge, social support and education. These are all part of sustainable rural development. To give you an idea or overview, practicing a sustainable business practice which will actually develop the entire rural community. Sustainability as a competitive edge. When you incorporate sustainability in your market practice, it actually boosts market appeal. And it aligns with consumers' priority, because today's educated and high-paying customers, they are very keen to understand whether the product is derived or processed through sustainable. I'll give you an example. Woodland, which has started their business as the leather product, they hardly produce any leather product. Specifically in jackets. They are also using some kinds of synthetic to their shoes. What does it mean? It means people who are wearing leather jackets, leather shoes, they now want sustainable product. So company is aligning their market or their, so what they are doing, company is aligning their supply chain with the buyers, with the conscious, with the eco-conscious buyers' need. Partnership and with environmental, partnerships with environmentally responsible brands. Access to government incentives and grants for green businesses. Entrepreneurs can usually build a strong brand which identifies, entrepreneurs can build a strong brand identity. Entrepreneurs can build strong brand identities focused on environmental responsibility. Sustainability provides a framework for innovation in production and operation. Sustainable business can mitigate environmental risk and align global climate change as well. Opportunities in rural energy product. There is a huge opportunity. There is a huge opportunity in rural when it comes to renewable energy projects, be it solar, wind or bioenergy project. Benefits of renewable energy enterprise reduces its dependence, reducing its dependence on fossil fuel, providing sustainable income for rural community, supporting local household and industry. Entrepreneur can offer off-grid energy solution to underserved areas. Renewable energy projects create jobs and stimulate global economies. Example, solar farms supplying energy to national grid or local businesses while reducing carbon footprints. Water conservation initiative. Efficient water management is essential for sustainable agriculture. Rainwater harvesting, water recycle technology, irrigation management, services to reduce waste are all business opportunities. Entrepreneurs can innovate with low-cost water-saving solutions for small-scale farmers. Water conservation aligns with global efforts to combat climate change and resource depletion. Collaborative water management projects can unite community to improve agricultural productivity. These are some of the aspects for rainwater harvesting. This is how you can collect water, you can conduct, you can recharge facility, and there can be a storage tank which can continuously build the rain harvesting model. Innovative waste management solution. Innovative waste management solution. This is my favorite topic. You know why? Because currently India produces 62 million tons of waste. And you know what? Only 20% of the waste is treated. Rather, I would say the larger amount of waste, which is 20%, it was not collected. And you know where this waste is? It comes from rural. That means the waste is actually dumped in landfill. Now, what will happen when waste is dumped in landfill? It will actually deplete or it will pollute the groundwater, which is anyway depleting, right? So waste management enterprise addresses environmental challenges while creating values. Rural entrepreneurs can establish local connection and recycling hubs. Waste to energy technology can provide power to rural industry. Startup transforming agro waste into bioenergy for local industries, reducing dependency on fossil fuels. Converting agro waste into biofuel. This is one of the best area because you're not only converting a waste to a fuel, but you are also doing a sustainable, because this is something burning the waste, agro waste, is you all know burning agro waste is actually choking the major cities of India. So while adopting this technology or this practice will not only provide fuel, but will also have a cleaner environment which is closer to sustainability. Cultural heritage and traditional skills. Rural areas possess unique crafts and artisanal skills with high market value. Opportunity includes promoting handmade textile, pottery and jewelry, forming cooperative to strengthen this market and sale by tapping into global market seeking authentic and cultural products. Preserving traditional crafts may continue to cultural heritage and identity. Training programs can enhance craftsmanship and business skills among rural artisans. Leveraging agri-tourism and cultural tourism. This is one of the major and most important aspect. See, if you are a management student and if you are interested in doing or contributing towards agriculture, the best you can do is create tourism opportunity, be it cultural, be it agri, be it forest. There is a lot of ecotourism venture combining the nature and heritage exploration. Tourism venture generate income and promote environmental conservation. Collaboration with local community enhances authenticity of tourism offerings. This will also, we can also include them in this whole aspect wherein agri-tourism educate visitors about sustainable farming and rural lifestyle. This will not only create agri-tourism, but it will also give message to the global audience that we are doing or we are practicing sustainable farming. E-commerce expanding market access. E-commerce platform enable rural entrepreneurs to reach national and global markets. Sell handcraft goods, specialty crops, bypass intermediary, increasing profit margin. Example is listing product on Amazon is super convenient. Entrepreneurs can leverage regional marketplace to target niche audiences. E-commerce facilitate direct consumer feedback and relationship building. Digital marketing and online branding. This is my favorite topic. Rural businesses can build a global presence only with a sustained digital marketing campaign. Be it social media, by engaging the prospective consumers, creating website to showcase product and build business stories, emphasizing on unique selling points like eco-friendly or local sourcing, etc. Digital storytelling can highlight the culture. Digital storytelling can highlight the cultural and environmental values of product. And entrepreneurs can run targeted ads campaign to maximize reach and impact. Usually, the major challenges of the rural entrepreneurs is to find the targeted audience. So basically, there is a lot of active sites like IndiaMart, Amazon, wherein you just can't only bring targeted audience, but also deal with them. You understand what is the market potential, pricing, price, and other practices as well. Usually, with entrepreneurs can run targeted ad campaigns to maximize reach and impact. The major challenge which has been faced by Indian rural entrepreneurs is to absorb or attract or acquire new clients. Now it is possible through the apps like IndiaMart, Amazon, wherein you just don't only get the prospective buyers, you also understand the pricing, the other strategies, how to sell after sale services, how to get the payment before the delivery, which is called in the form of advance, or also attract or also get access to digital loans, access to digital financial services. Here we come. Digital tool simplifies management. Digital tool simplifies financial management for rural entrepreneurs. Mobile banking, online payments, secure transactions. It also helps in track expense, sales, inventory digitally. Mobile payments system enables cashless transaction even in remote areas. Digital finance tool enhances transparency and accountability in business operations. Entrepreneurs usually uses this data analytics to make informed financial decision, and also they can apply for loans in future. Banks will always take you seriously once you have a systematic financial history, which we have already discussed in our previous slides. Government support for sustainability. Government offers irresistible incentives for sustainable businesses, including grants, subsidies for green initiatives, tax benefits, training program for adopting sustainable practices. Policy framework is also encouraged for renewable energy adaptation. Public-private partnership can provide funding and technical support. Government campaigns can promote consumer awareness for sustainable product and boosting. Government campaigns can promote consumer awareness for sustainable products, which in turn boost demand. Sustainability for growth. Now there is no way of hiding or shying with sustainability, because sustainability offers dual benefit: environmental preservation and also economic opportunity. Rural entrepreneurs are poised to lead in the eco-friendly ventures. Leveraging digital tools, government incentive, innovation foster growth. Leveraging digital tools, government incentives with innovation, they can foster growth. By embracing sustainability, rural entrepreneurs can contribute to global environmental goals and sustain local economy as well. Sustainability also ensures long-term resilience and competitiveness amongst the rural enterprises. Untapped health and wellness market. Not to forget, we have an untapped health and wellness market, which can be achieved by rural areas as they face significant gaps in healthcare and wellness services. Entrepreneurs can bridge these gaps by providing clinics, pharmacy and wellness centers. Opportunities for telemedicine, traditional medicines are also aligned with global wellness trends. Potential for partners with governments and NGOs to address underserved areas. Health clinics and pharmacy in underserved areas. Establish local clinic offering essential services. Pharmacies providing prescribed drugs, over-the-counter medicines and supplements. Opportunity to collaborate with healthcare initiatives for funding and training. Clinics can reduce long travel distance for healthcare, improving community wellness. Rural entrepreneurs can integrate preventive care program into their offerings. Wellness centers and preventive healthcare. Wellness centers often provide fitness programs, dietary counsel, and mental health support. Focus on well-being, activities like yoga, meditation, stress management are boosting. Promote healthy lifestyle, reducing the burden of chronic illnesses in rural areas. Target diverse demographic, including youth and elderly population. Potential to partner with fitness and wellness brand can also bring harmony and also potential to partner with fitness and wellness brand can bring rural entrepreneurs with lot of resource and branding. Telemedicine as a healthcare solution. Telemedicine can bridge gap, which is a huge gap between rural patient and urban healthcare professionals. Cost effective, these offerings are cost effective and time saving for both patients and providers. Leveraging advanced internet connectivity, entrepreneurs can also provide additional support to on-site diagnosis program. Partnerships with tech firms and healthcare providers can enhance scalability. Opportunities in herbal and traditional medicines. It is no secret that India has huge opportunity for traditional medicines, including herbal one. The growing demand in natural remedies, including herbal medicines, oils and teas, can bring fortune for local entrepreneurs. Entrepreneur can leverage on these locally grown medicinal plants for eco-friendly products. Emphasize cultural heritage and authenticity in product branding. Export potential are also one of the important aspect. They can also participate in trade fair certified product to global market. Collaborate with local healers to integrate traditional knowledge into innovative solution. Herbal wellness, retreat and tourism. This is one of the most path-breaking aspect. See, basically, once you combine the tourism with wellness, it actually combines the herbal medicine, mindfulness and relaxation. People are looking to experience the rural India, and once they get the treatment, like India is already a medical center for the global market, right? So be it yoga, meditation, the hands-on herbal remedies attract domestic and both international tourists. Value addition to agricultural product. Transform raw material product to value added goods like jam, juice, dairy product, which also extend their shelf life and increase market value to processing and packaging. Highlight regional specialties to branding to attract niche markets as well. Invest in eco-friendly packaging to align with sustainability trends. Create employment opportunities in processing, marketing and logistics centers. Build a local value chain to retain profits within the rural economy. Specialty and niche product. Focus on organic produce. Cater to consumer seeking authenticity. Handmade textiles, organic teas and culturally significant spices are the leading examples of specialty and niche products. We need to use storytelling in branding to highlight the cultural heritage of craftsmanship. A subtle stories of his struggles, of his day-to-day uses, access, can actually make a normal product into a path-breaking emotional product. Explore partnership with eco-friendly, eco-conscious brands for distribution as well. Eco-friendly packaging and branding is also one of the important aspect, like use of biodegradable recycled materials of packaging. This actually appeal to environmental conscious consumers, which are ready to pay more. Build a strong brand identity to foster local loyalty amongst the niche consumers. Collaborate with design expert for visually appealing and sustainable packaging. Showcase eco-friendly packaging in marketing campaigns. Collaborative models for market expansion. As we have studied in a previous slides, forming cooperative to pool resources is always a good idea because you can have an access to larger market, but you can also have a continuous offering, because these kind of product, usually when you are there in these kind of product, you need to be present. So as a single producer or entrepreneur, it will be a difficult job to push product every now and then. So usually these cooperatives act as an incubator for you. We can negotiate better pricing, reduce distribution complexities, and so on and so forth. So you can focus on creation, nothing more. Government and NGO support in health and wellness. Government provides subsidized grants, training for rural healthcare initiative. NGO can also partner with entrepreneurs for capacity building and funding. Promote health awareness campaigns to enhance the uptake of services. Incentivization for sustainable practices in healthcare and wellness can also be a good idea. Develop public-private partnerships to scale operation in underserved areas. Conclusion: unlocking rural health and wellness opportunities. Health and wellness ventures address critical gap while fostering local demand. Health and wellness ventures address critical gaps while fostering local development. It is combining the traditional knowledge with modern solution, which can create a unique business model. So there is a key role of entrepreneurs to play a pivotal role in improving the community well-being and generating income. Sustainable practice ensure long-term benefits for all. Collaborative efforts with government, NGOs and communities can enhance success for all. Rural health and wellness ventures are poised to become the key drivers of economy. Education and capacity building. Education and capacity building are crucial for empowering rural entrepreneurs. There is no ways that we can hide from addressing these gaps, such as business knowledge, innovation, and market access. There is no way for us to hide the gaps like business knowledge, innovation, and market access. Enables provide tools to adapt to technological advancement and evolving consumers, contribute to sustainable economic development in rural areas. Skill development opportunities. Rural entrepreneurs need skills in business. Rural entrepreneurs need skills in business management, marketing, and finance planning. Training in advanced farming techniques can boost agricultural productivity. Program on branding, online sales, quality control, benefit artisans and manufacturers. Digital literacy, training enables e-commerce platform and digital payment solutions. Impact of skill development. Improves operational efficiency and enhance market competitiveness. It also promotes adoption of modern practices and integrate technology. It also encourages innovation. It builds confidence, it strengthens community resilience, and it also leads to a job creation. Partnership with educational institute. Collaboration with universities and research centers, access to knowledge in precision, agricultural, sustainable, and digital technology. It all encourages experimental with business models and product lines. It promotes cross-industry knowledge sharing, enriching local communities. It builds long-term relationships that sustain innovation and technical growth. Example of successful educational partnership. Example of successful educational partnerships. Agricultural universities teaching soil testing, climate monitoring, and crop optimization. Food science department helping entrepreneurs adopt advanced processing technologies. Technical colleges provide training in solar panel installation and green energy. They are all offering insight into market trends and innovative business session. They are all offering insights into market trends and innovative business practices. support government policies, supportive government policies. Government policies provide grants, loans, subsidies can reduce entry barriers, which we have learnt in our previous slides. It can also focus on capacity building programs like skill management, skill development like marketing and financial management. Investment, which is the major thing, okay, can include investment in rural infrastructure, can bring access to road, electricity, internet support, and which in turn can support growth. Subsidies for eco-friendly and sustainable businesses reduce financial burden. Tax incentive can also provide stimulate, can also tax incentives for rural enterprise can also stimulate local business growth. Now this is a very important topic. Public-private partnership is very important. Private partnership, private players should come into this sector, which can leverage expertise from these sectors, and also they can access resources from public sectors for rural development. It enables rural entrepreneurs to engage in industries like healthcare, education, and clean energy. It also provides high quality infrastructure, thereby creating sustainable business opportunities. It is aligned private investment with public development goals for mutual benefit. It drives innovation by integrating private technologies with public funding. Examples of successful PPPs. Solar power plant funded by government and managed by private energy firms. Road and telecommunication project enhancing rural connectivity. Collaborative vocational training institute supported by public funding and private expertise. Healthcare partnership establishing clinic and telemedicine facility in rural areas. Water conservation, development on agricultural agribusiness hubs, creation of market linkages to public-private trade fairs and digital platforms. Digital tool and training as a bridge. See guys, digital literacy program enhances entrepreneurs' ability to enter into e-commerce and financial platforms, which is very important. In e-commerce, he gets support for new businesses, he gets new clients. In financial platforms, he gets access to financial modes. Mobile learning tools and apps make training accessible even in remote areas. Collaboration between governments and tech firms ensures rural entrepreneurship stay competitive. Conclusion: role of education and capacity building. Education and capacity building empowers rural entrepreneurs to innovate and grow. It also improves skill development, which drives operational efficiency and market expansion. PPPs and digital tools can create sustainable tools for rural economic challenges. Continuous learning ensures resilience and adaptability in evolving market. Encourages the cycle of innovation, investment, and economic and community development. It also positions rural entrepreneurs as vital contributors to national and global economies. Thank you.